Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas has put governments in the region on alert and prompted an all-out war on mosquitoes in the region. VOA's Jeff Custer has our report.
The Zika outbreak comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when visitors return home. President Dilma Rousseff called on all Brazilian society to collaborate in the fight against the mosquito that is spreading Zika.
The federal government guarantees all the resources for people to prevent and eliminate mosquitoes. We need the participation of society in what will be a continuous battle. We will mobilize our armed forces and all our officials, and the same will be done by the states and municipalities.
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of condition that results in abnormally small heads and brains in newborns. There is no treatment for the condition. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Burundi have released two foreign journalists a day after they were arrested in the capital. Burundi's security forces say the two men were arrested in the company of armed criminals. Burundi's political crisis began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. UN officials in Geneva went ahead with peace talks on Friday on ending the war in Syria despite a boycott by the main Syrian opposition group. Friday afternoon, UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met with a Syrian government delegation, which was headed by the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations, Bashar Jafri. De Mistura told reporters he hoped to meet with representatives of the opposition group, the Higher Negotiations Committee, on Sunday. This is VOA News. Borders of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Iraq and Syria steadily eroding, but it will likely be months before U.S. and coalition-backed forces are ready to take on the terror group's strongholds in Mosul or Raqqa. Spokesman Steve Warren says new estimates from the U.S.-led Operation Inherent Resolve show Islamic State fighters have lost 40% of their territory that they once held in Iraq, 5% of the territory they once held in Syria. Coalition also had been pressuring IS from the air, focusing a majority of its airstrikes in and around Ramadi and Mosul in Iraq and around the terror group's de facto capital of Raqqa in Syria. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is facing mounting political pressure over the number of migrants arriving in her country, with regional authorities demanding that Berlin provide more resources to cope with the crisis. Henry Ridgewell reporting now from Berlin.
More than 1.1 million migrants are being resettled across Germany. At a meeting with Chancellor Merkel, the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states demanded a doubling of financial aid and support for housing and schools. Chancellor Merkel struck a deal with her governing coalition partners, which would facilitate deportations and restrict the rights of migrants to bring their families to Germany.
Und so werden wir Land für Land einfach auch.
She said the government wants those with the prospect of remaining to be integrated, but said those who have no prospect of remaining should return. Germany anticipates the migrant influx could cost the state an extra $3.7 billion in extra social benefits during 2016. It's hoped German language classes will speed the migrants' entry into the labor market and cut the benefits bill. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Officials in Seoul say to counter a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat, South Korea appears poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile defense system. U.S. and South Korean military officials say South Korea should consider deploying that system, which is capable of tracking ballistic missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away, a range which would cover some parts of China. In U.S. politics, Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls crisscrossed the state of Iowa on Friday, making some last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on rivals ahead of the state's crucial first-in-the-nation nominating contest on Monday. With just 3 days to go before the Iowa caucus, both the Democratic and Republican races appear to be tightening. Almost every major candidate in both parties held campaign rallies, gave speeches across the rural Midwestern state. Get more on U.S. politics at our website. That's voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.